What?
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. My name is Brandon. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just calling to conduct a very quick survey about important issues in Texas. Generally speaking, do you feel that things in Texas are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
They're going right.
Okay. And in what year were you born, please, sir?
1950.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television?
No, I'm disabled.
Okay. So you were born in 1950, you said, right?
Yeah, September the 26th.
Thank you, sir. And to ensure that we have a representative sample, would you please tell me whether you are from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And moving on, you say that things are going in the right direction, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, for Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
He's doing a good job.
Approve or disapprove? I'm sorry.
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. And now thinking about a different topic, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in Texas. For each one, just
they called me last night. The same thing you're telling me.
Have you heard about Henry Cuellar? I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, the hell with that asshole. I don't like him.
So unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strong. I don't like
Thank
him.
You. What about Cassie Garcia, please? Have you heard about
her? I'd rather vote for her.
Okay. Oh, favorable or unfavorable, please?
Favorable.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And moving on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 meaning not at all interested, and 10 meaning very interested. Please tell me how interested you are in the November election for governor, U.S. Congress, and other offices from 1 to 10, please.
10.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote for between Henry Cuellar, Democrat, and Cassie Garcia, Republican?
Kathy Garcia.
Definitely or probably Garcia?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if the election for governor were being held today, for whom would you vote for between Beto O'Rourke, Democrat, Greg Abbott, Republican, Delilah Barrios, Green, and Mark Tippett, Libertarian?
Beto O'Rourke.
Thank you. And thinking some more about the election for U.S. Congress, who would you prefer to represent you as your member of Congress? Maybe number one, a Republican candidate who will be a check and balance to Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, or number two, a Democratic candidate who will help Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi pass their agenda?
Nancy and Biden.
So number one or two, I'm sorry, Republican candidate who will check and balance to Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, or number two, Democratic
number
candidate?
Number one.
Thank you. And in the last 2 or 3 weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cassie Garcia or her campaign for U.S. Congress?
Yes.
And what you have seen, read, or heard recently regarding Cassie Garcia or her campaign for U.S. Congress giving you a more or less favorable impression of her?
More.
And what in the last 2 or 3 weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Henry Cuellar or his campaign for U.S. Congress?
Yeah.
And what you have seen, read, or heard recently regarding Henry Cuellar or his campaign for U.S. Congress giving you more or less favorable impression of him?
Less.
Thank you. And what specifically did you see, read, or heard that gave you a less favorable impression of Henry Cuellar or his campaign for U.S. Congress, please, in your own brief words, sir?
There's too much talk about him. He don't live here in Texas. He lives over there in Washington somewhere in a condominium with swimming pool and everything. He's got his own private airplane.
Okay. He does not live in Texas. He lives in Washington, right?
Yep.
With a big house, you said, in a swimming pool?
In a condominium.
Okay. In a condo, okay. Basically, it will be only this, right? He doesn't live in Texas, and he lives in Washington in a condo. That's it?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. And now I'm going to read you several statements about the candidates running for Congress that you might hear during the course of a political campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me if each statement makes you more or less likely to vote for that candidate, or if it makes no difference in your vote. Number one, Cassie Garcia. Cassie Garcia is a strong supporter of Donald Trump and Senator Cruz. Much
more.
Somewhat more. Okay. Somewhat more or much more?
More.
Somewhat more or much more? I'm sorry.
More.
Yes, sir. I have to choose one for you. I'm sorry. Much more or somewhat more, please.
Much more.
Thank you. And the next candidate is Henry Cuellar. Henry Cuellar fired his chief of staff 2 months after she requested maternity leave. The woman filed a lawsuit for wrongful termination after she was fired and suffered a stillbirth. During the lawsuit, Cuellar requested other staff members to write letters critical of the fired woman. Cuellar was forced to settle the lawsuit for a secret amount. Again, please, much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference?
Much less.
Much less. And the next one says, when in Washington, Henry Cuellar forgets the valley. He raises their taxes and votes for new IRS agents to target families making less than $75,000 a year. It's easy to forget where you come from when you're living in a luxury Washington condo, what you said, and flying around in a private plane funded by campaign donations. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less. Much less, okay. And the last one, Henry Cuellar uses the system to enrich himself and his family. He uses campaign funds to pay his family members. He earmarked taxpayer funds to go to his brother's employer, and he's even funneled over $100,000 of campaign funds right back into his own pocket.
Well, I already told you. I wouldn't vote for him.
So, less or more? More or less?
Less.
Much less or some?
Much less.
Thank you, sir. And now that you have heard some additional information at the election for Congress, I ask you again, we're being held today. For whom would you vote for between Henry Cuellar, Democrat, and Cassie Garcia, Republican?
Cassie Garcia.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
And switching topics, the last question, sir, do you watch Spanish television, listen to Spanish radio, or watch Spanish news?
Yes.
Okay. TV, radio, or news in Spanish?
News, radio, okay. And TV.
Thank you. And now just what is the last grade you completed in school, please?
Ninth.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Strong or not so strong, Republican?
Strong.
And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
And now thinking about an issue that is often in the news, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
No, what?
I'm sorry, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life? That means favor or like, okay. Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
And changing topics, are you currently single, never married, and married living with partners, married, separated, widow, or divorced?
I'm single.
Okay. And do you have any children at home under the age of 18 you're responsible for raising who are not yet in college or workforce? Okay. Thank you, sir. Have a good one. I appreciate your time and support, okay? Take care. Thank you so much.